This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 14th. God's word for you today is loving kindness. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 16, verse 8, and it says, I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 24 to 28 says, 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced danger from rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced danger in the cities, in the deserts, and on the seas. And I have faced danger from men who claim to be believers but are not. I have worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty, and have often gone without food. I have shivered in the cold, without enough clothing to keep me warm. Then, besides all this, I have the daily burden of my concern for all the churches. If it were possible for someone to qualify to be discouraged, it was David, it was Jesus, and Paul, just to mention a few. Just reading Paul's personal testimony above, I think it is safe to say that Paul deserved to be discouraged. There are people claiming to be believers, but they are not. And they are defrauding people and discouraging so many believers. Do you think you deserve to be discouraged? Paul had a right to be discouraged, yet Paul overcame discouragement. However, this same Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16, which says, this is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. There must be something Paul knows about how to defeat discouragement, and we need to learn from him. If Paul, despite all that he had been through, can say, this is why we never give up, I want to know why. So, we will back up to the very beginning of 2 Corinthians 4. Come with me on this journey as we uncover Paul's 7 secrets to defeating discouragement. Paul's first secret to defeating discouragement is never forget how much God loves you. To defeat discouragement, we must ensure that we never forget how much God loves us, because God loves us ridiculously. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 1 says, therefore, since God in his mercy has given us this new way, we never give up. Why don't we get discouraged? God in his mercy. So, the mercy, the favor, the kindness, and the love of God are what we focus on. Paul says, when we focus on God's love and God's mercy, it drives away discouragement. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, my God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome, 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 awesome. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.